Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, A. Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R. Address is 2801 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95973, phone 650-766-9594. ID is XXXXXX7250, date of birth is 3/13/1946. Seventy-five-year-old retired businesswoman. Insurance is Medicare / Standard Life. Pharmacy is Walgreens / East - Humana RX. It's addressed to Kate Ellis Pac. The address is 1802 Foundation Lane, Suite 225, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-588-2689. The fax is 530-332-8985. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of suspected Alzheimer's disease. Dear professional colleagues, Lorraine Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R, was seen today for neurological evaluation and follow-up from her initial examination On May 3rd, 2022, with comprehensive medical records obtained from Enloe/Dr. Protaturi, PRODDUTURU, comma, recent Enloe/North Valley, contrast non-contrast brain MRI and high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study, May 8, 2022. Angiographic results from Enloe Medical Center, March 2022. Mammography results, October 2015. Sutter Health Radiology. DEXA imaging results, April 2011. Electrodiagnostic testing, Dr. PODDUTURU, July 2020. Neurology evaluation, Dr. H. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, M.D., neuropsychological evaluation requested by psychiatrist Hines, H-I-N-E-S, Therapeutic Solutions, June 2021. Psychiatric Records, Therapeutic Solutions, July 2021, December 2021, Neuropsychological testing results. February 2022, requested Jeffrey Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, D-O. Surgical Pathology Reports 2011. Your analysis result, February 15, 2022. UC Davis visit summary, May 25, 2022. Oh, under Kate Ellis, PAC at the top, her phone should be 530-332-8877. Fax 530-441-6994. Dear Kate Ellis and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lorraine Foster for neurological evaluation regarding her clinical findings, her history, and the development of an apparent mild dementia. New paragraph. In consideration for her evaluation and treatment, I completed a high-resolution 3D neuroqualitative brain MR imaging study, which was abnormal, and surprisingly showed no evidence of hippocampal atrophy that would be consistent with degenerative dementia of the Alzheimer's variety, subparagraph. On the other hand, the study showed cerebral atrophy involving the frontal, temporal, and parietal lobes with atrophy of the gray matter of the cortex, suggesting a more global dementing process. New paragraph, while there were some microvascular ischemic changes, they were not profound, but she did have evidence of a relatively recent left anterior hemispheric stroke and evidence of previous ischemic vascular small strokes with one lesion resembling an area of possible sister sarcosis. New paragraph. A prescription for donepezil was advised from the UC Davis neurology evaluation she just returned from, and I will initiate at very low doses while we follow her progress. New paragraph, her past clinical history is significant in that she developed periods of episodic and recurrent vertigo with lightheadedness while taking a combination of medicines including Lexapro and Cymbalta. Subparagraph, she subsequently discontinued the Cymbalta and the episodes of vertigo and lightheadedness resolved, strongly suggesting that she developed a secondary serotonin syndrome, partial serotonin syndrome, that resolved with adjustment of these medications. She has not returned to taking the duloxetine. New paragraph. In consideration for her current findings and the in concert with the findings of the Enlo physical medicine doctor electrodiagnostic study showing evidence for a polyneuropathy, I am ordering further laboratory testing for the medical causes of degenerative dementia and the neurological causes of atypical dementia, as well as nutritional assessments to exclude other common medical causes of dementing disorders. New paragraph. We had a prolonged face-to-face discussion today. In review of all her findings, her care, and further considerations, new paragraph, I will see her back for reevaluation with the results of the laboratory testing while we obtain both a diagnostic and an ambulatory electroencephalogram to exclude a seizure disorder that might be a consequence of underlying sister sarcosis. New paragraph, will send a follow-up report when she returns with further information, my signature.